我们墨尔本教会的各位长辈弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
May all the brothers and sisters of Melbourne Church peace to you all.
同时间在网络上，我们同时间有我们澳洲的全国代表来跟我们一起参加聚会。
And concurrently, there are all the delegates onto the conference around Australia. We welcome you as well.
本来是应该会来我们墨本的开会的。
Originally, the plan was to be physically here in Melbourne for the meeting.
因为我们还是在疫情的关系，所以我们还是在网络上开会。
Because of the pandemic, we decided to have the online meetings.
那所以今天晚上我就来谈一个大家很熟悉的一个故事。
So tonight, I would like to talk about a very familiar story to all.
那我们知道大卫他统一全国之后。
We know when David had united the whole nation.
他就马上的做一个举动，就是把那个首都迁到耶路撒冷去。
His first action was to move the capital to Jerusalem.
那这个时候，西北边一个国家叫做推罗。
And there is a nation on the northwest side which is named Tyre.
那这个推罗他因为刚刚做王，他想要跟大卫建立好的关系。
And because the king has just received his reins and he wants to establish a good relationship with David.
他就提供了木材，提供了石材，来帮助大卫来建造他的宫殿。
And so he provided logs and stones for David to build his palace.
那这个时候呢，在西南方有一个国家叫做菲利士。
In the southwest, there is another nation by the name of Philistine.
那菲利士就是不怀好意，就准备要来打仗。But
they have ill intentions against David.
那后来他打了两次的，菲利士就打了两次的败仗。
So they have lost twice in battle.
那这个对大卫来讲是很大的鼓励了。And
so this has become encouragement for David.
那不管在战争上，在他在推动事情当中都非常的顺利。And
so whether it is in warfare or in buildings, it's all went very smoothly.
所以他就想要趁胜追击，就赶快想要，我们来把这个约柜来抬到大卫城里面来。
So he so while things are going well, he want to quickly bring the ark into the city of Jerusalem.
那大家其实都很赞同这样的看法。
And everyone agrees with this opinion.
如果你按照诗篇132篇的记载，他到处去找约柜。
And so according to the recordings in Psalm 132, you will realize that he actually went to look for the ark.
听说在以法他有，就跑去找，没有。
And so when he heard the news that that the ark appeared in Ephta, he quickly went there but couldn't find it.
后来终于被他找到了，在这个基列耶里这个地方。And
so finally he found the ark in Kiriath Jearim.
那时候他就准备要把这个约柜抬到大卫城去。And
so he was preparing to move the ark into the city of David.
那基列耶里其实是一个山呐，哈，一个山。And
actually, it was a hill.
所以当把这个约柜慢慢的把它从山上带下来的时候，哈。So
while they are bringing the ark from the top of the hill down,
那为了要让这个事件很快的迅速，所以他们就放在一个牛车上面。So
in order to make this a bit quicker, so they put the ark onto a cart.
就没想到这个牛走到一个禾场，就是赛谷场的时候。And
but then what they didn't realize is when when the ox was walking through a field.
哇，这个牛突然就失牛失前蹄啊。And
it fell.
那这个约柜就几乎要倒下来。And
so the ark, so when the oxen stumbled, the ark almost fell.
那旁边的这个有一个人叫做乌撒。And
there is a person beside the ark by the name of Uzzah.
所以他去扶了这个约柜，就当场被神打死。And
so he stretched out his hand to the ark, but then right there he died there before the Lord.
那个大卫很气，那也很沮丧。And
David was angry yet disappointed.
所以就把这个约柜就送到了这个俄别以东他们家去。And
therefore he sent the ark to the house of Obed-Edom.
那俄别以东是在加德那个地方。And
so Obed-Edom lived in the place called Gad.
那其实它是接近菲利士人一个城市。Which
is a city very close to the Philistines.
所以我们讲说，那当然后来大卫就听说，俄别以东家竟然得到祝福了。
But then later on, David heard the news that the Lord Lord blessed the household of Obed-Edom.
好，那所以他就最后又第二次就把这个约柜带，再次出发，把约柜带到大卫城去。
So the second time, David went out and brought the ark back to the city of David.
好，那当然，大卫我在那边很高兴跳舞啊，然后献祭这样哈。
And David was overwhelmed. He was delighted. So there he was dancing and making sacrifices.
那有人就说，哎，大为什么大卫会为什么会第一次会乌撒会死掉哈
？And so people asked the question, why would Uzza died the first time they moved the ark?
那历代志上的第十五章就这么讲哈。And 十四章对起历代志上的第十五章了哈。
And so in First Chronicle 15,
对第十五章哈。
Chapter 15.
啊，第十五章他就说啦，这个第十二节说，第十三节说啊，因为你们没有抬约柜了哈。
And so in verse 12, verse 13 tells them because you did not carry the ark in the first time.
这个约柜是用抬的啊，你们怎么是用牛车呢
？Because you are supposed to carry the ark rather than put it on a cart.
好，那我想这个这样的说法大家都完全正确，没有什么问题啊。
And of course, this is absolutely correct. There's no issues there.
所以我今天就不在这个方面太多的琢磨了哈。
So I would not be focusing on this tonight.
我今天从三个角度来看。
I would like to look at this from three different aspects.
第一个角度哈。
Firstly,
为什么他们会用牛车
？Why would they have used a cart?
我们必须要用一个更冷静的观点来思考。
We might have to ponder upon this more calmly.
抬约柜是发生在大卫之前225年的事情。
Because the last time they were carrying the ark happened 225 years before David.
那个时候的以色列百姓在旷野当中。
Because the time the people of Israel was in the wilderness.
他们到处没有固定的地方，所以要有时候要收帐篷，然后要搭帐篷，然后当收帐篷的时候，他们就要抬约柜离开这样。
And because they do not locate in one place, they have to keep moving all the time. So they have to pitch the tent, take off the tent, and carry the ark with them.
当他们进入到迦南地之后
，But when they enter into the land of Canaan,
然后这个约柜就放在这个示罗了。
And the ark was placed in Shiloh.
那就没有再被就没有就定在那边就没有被没有抬走了哈。
So ever since they have not moved the ark.
好，那第二个就也曾经发生在大概大卫之前的五十年前的事情。
And the second event happened about 50 years before David.
那个时候的以利两个儿子抬约柜出来打仗。
And at that time, the two sons of Eli carry the ark into the battlefield.
神并没有跟以色列同在。
Yet at the time, God was not with Israel.
后来这个约柜就被以非利非利士人掳走了嘛。
So the Philistine captured the ark.
哇，结果非利士人掳走这个大约柜之后，哇，这个整个国家遭殃啊。
And because the ark has been captured by the enemy, they thought that omen had come to the nation.
所以他们就把这个约柜送回来。
And because that ark went to the Philistine, they thought it was bad omen. So then they returned the ark to Israel.
他们就是用两只母牛，已经刚刚生小牛的有奶的那个母牛了哈。
And so they put two heifer, which had just given birth to little calves, and they used them to carry the ark.
好，然后带着这个新车，上面放了约柜。
And so in that new cart, they placed the ark upon it.
妈妈要哺乳啊，但是呢，哇，那个力量一直让他就走到这个以色列的这个境内里面去。
And because they know that the heifer would actually, they are still breeding, yet they keep on walking towards the land of Israel.
那这个事件是发生在大卫之前大概五十年到七十年中间。
This happened about 50 to 70 years before the time of David.
你会选哪一个方法呢？
Which method would you have chosen?
我们用我们真耶稣教会做例子哈。
If I use True Jesus Church as an example,
我们现在历史是一百年。
So we have 100 years of history.
那有时候我们会参考过去的做法。
Sometimes we will refer to the things that we have done, the way we have done things in the past.
有一件事其实100年前也做过，10年前也做过。
So here is a matter before you. We done it once 100 years ago and 10 years ago.
那这个时候你会采用哪一样？
Which method would you choose?
当然是10年前的啦。
Of course, you would choose the way we did it 10 years ago.
因为很近啊，因为这个可能你这之前没发生过没多久的事情啊。
Because this is more recent to you.
所以有时候我们在考虑事情的时候哦，不要用好像没有时间观念的想法去想一件事情。
So when we are consider something, that does not take the time away or the lack of time as the essence.
所以你可以理解为什么他们会用牛。
And so in this reason, why would they have used oxen?
因为没有多久前，曾经人家就这样做过啊。
Because just not long before, someone have did it that way.
神也同他们，神也确实在当中，所以牛就一直就很乖乖的把这个约柜从非利士人送到以色列地境内去啊。
And indeed, God was there because that was how that these oxen would be able to carry the ark into the land of Israel.
可见这个方法是神也是允许嘛，对不对
？In other words, God had permitted to be carried that way.
好，那这个是我们要考虑，先想第一件我必须要讨论的一件事情。
And so this is our first consideration, something we must ponder upon first.
换句话说，当这两个方法都同时存在的时候
，So when both methods coexisted,
重点是他们有没有静下心来思考一件事。
The key is whether or not they calm themselves down and ponder upon this.
如果你看撒母耳记下第六章的时候啊
，Because if you turn to 2 Samuel chapter 6,
你看大卫哦，召集三万人来。进行这件事情
Because David called 30,000 men to do this.
那三万人哦，要用这个从基列耶林这样走路走路走路走走走到耶路撒冷，可能有点久了。
And because from Kiriath Jearim to carry the ark to the city of Jerusalem, there is still quite a distance.
我们不要讲太远，就好了。我们就从 Croydon 有我们全教会的人走到 city 就好了。
And let's make it easier for us.Let's say that it's walk from Croydon all the way to the city with the entire congregation.
大家弟兄轮流抬钢琴。
And let's say all the brothers carry that piano together.
或是说你要用车子从再到 city， 你要选哪一样
？And compare that with if you can carry it by a car.
所以我想说这个时候。他们会想这个方法，我认为说有时候是有一点是合理的啦。
And so this is why I'm thinking it is reasonable for them to choose that method to carry the ark.
但是问题是他们没有去求问神。
But the question is they have not went to inquire of the Lord.
十三节已经点了一个很重要的概念。
Because in verse 13 tells us a very important concept.
因为在大卫之前。利未人已经没有在做这个所谓的求问神这件事情。
Because before David, the Levites had not inquired of the Lord. They have not done it for a while.
这利未人已经被散在各地了。
Because the Levites scattered over the land.
那祭司也已经被也没有聚集起来。
And even the priests had not been gathered.
你想想看，这个撒母耳他们是利未人哦。
So if you think about this, Samuel is a Levite.
但是他爸爸是一年一次才到这个会幕那边去敬拜神。
Even his father went to the tabernacle to worship God once a year.
所以等于是这件事情已经很久，已经当时很多人都没有，利未人都没有这样做了。
In other words, even the Levites at the time, they have not done this for a long time.
那既然没有求问神，更不用谈到什么哇，要寻求什么什么什么方法，就没有在想这个事情。
Since they have not been inquiring of the Lord, and there's no, they would not be able to think of any other method.
所以让这第一次让我想要分享是什么？
So what am I sharing as the first point?
说我们有时候我们在圣工做圣工当中，我们不。有时候会受到外界影响。
Because sometimes when we're doing the church works, we are affected by our environment outside.
那其实我不认为说不应该参考，我认为应该参考了哈。
Of course, I'm not saying that we should not take this as a reference to us, and we should consider some of the things that we've done.
好，比如说整个环境当中，我会就征求会想要成本，对不对？哈。
For example, our environment or the outside world would have taught us about the cost.
所以我们会为教会省钱。
So then we will make savings for the church.
或者是这个世界上追求是一种效率哈。
And sometimes this world pursue after efficiency.
所以我们也希望我们圣工有推这个东西有效率。
So we also want to have efficiency when we do church work.
其实这个都对了。
These are all right.
他会说外面很强调这个组织哈。
And for example, the outside world have emphasized a lot on organizational management.
教会也需要组织啊。
Indeed, in the church, we need organization.
我记得我那时候小时候啊。
I remember when I was young.
那个时候教会就开始在推行所谓的事工组织啊。
And at that time, church was promoting a church organization.
哇，开始每一个股上面好多组，一大堆这样子，哇，这个树状图啪啪啪啪这样写下来，很漂亮。
So then we will have a tree diagram. We have divisions and branches and groups.
500多个人教会, 也是这样,
and so you have that organization for a church of 500.
100个人教会, 也是这样,
same organization structure trees for the church of 100.
问题是没那么多人,
but then we don't have that many people.
所以这个人一下, A, B, C, 什么都有啊, 到处都是名字,
and so sometimes you see the same name repeating in various places on the structure.
啊, 当然有些人就觉得有, 这样不一定好啊,
and so some will think this might not necessarily be the best
我觉得,
method.
我觉得可能不用想那么多了,
but what I, my opinion is, let's not think about that much.
我不认为说教会不, 外面有些事情教会要参考也是可以的啦,
and so some of the things from the world that the church can take reference or learn from, yes.
但是更重要是要寻求神旨意,
but more importantly, we must seek the will of God.
我在想,
and this is what I'm thinking.
就说假设他们开始为了这件事情很认真的祷告,
if they would have prayed about this earnestly beforehand,
我相信他们会,
I believe God would have given them a good instruction of how they should deal with this matter.
如果神愿意他们用牛车,
if God was willing for them to use the cart, that would be fine.
那问题是他们没有求问神这件动作。
The problem is they had not inquired of the Lord for this.
我想要强调第一件事情,
so this is what I want to emphasize first.
就是我们用到很多的一些方法, 这个完全都没问题的,
doesn't matter which method we choose, they are all okay.
我们想要追求成本, 也很合理, 为了省钱, 这个很好,
and if we look into the costing, that's fine, that makes some savings.
为了这个效率, 这也很好,
if we want to look at efficiencies, that's fine too.
有组织, 这更好,
and we could have an organizational structure, that's even better.
因为大家可以分工合作嘛,
because we can divide the work, divide and conquer.
这个没有什么问题啦,
and so all that has no problem.
但是问题是, 有没有大家一起静下来, 来寻求神旨意, 这个是我们要做的事情, 比较不一样的地方。
The problem is, have we all come together, quietened down, and inquire and seek the will of the Lord?
要不然你看这件事情哦, 神也, 这件事情应该是合神旨意, 对不对?
Otherwise, if you look at this, in this matter, it should be according to the will of God.
因为后来你看到到诗篇132篇, 哇, 这个神说要寻得安息之所啊, 为了约柜寻求安息之所, 这是对的啊, 对不对?
And so if you read Psalm 132, towards the end of it, they are also, God is also seeking for a resting place for the ark.
然后呢, 这个, 大家很高兴做这个事情啊,
and everyone was delighted in this matter.
为什么会有乌撒这个事情发生?
So why the incident of Uzza happened?
所以这个冷静静下心来寻求神旨意是这个是他们没有做的了。
And so what they had not done was to quiet down and seek the weak. At the will of God.
因为他们已经很久没有按照定力求问神，这个动作已经很久没有发生了。
Because for a long time they had not been inquired the will of God.
所以他们就用凭着直觉说，哦，这个好，就去做了。
So they have done this based on their basic instinct.
这个圣工要凭直觉是很危险的事情。
It is a very dangerous thing if you're doing the church work based on your instincts.
即使这个很合神旨意,
even this is according to the will of God. Yet, there are always something pitiful might happen. So this is the first direction of our thoughts. My personal opinion is that because they have not seen the will of God, that's the most important problem. The second problem, we will see it a bit clearer in the First Chronicle.
就是他们把这个约柜要抬到大卫城，其实准备不够了。
When they are about to bring the ark to the city of David, they have not done enough preparation.
好，我们看一下第十五章。
If we read chapter 15,
第一节,
verse 1, David built houses for himself in the city of David, and he prepared a place for the ark of God and pitched a tent for it.
这里说大卫为神的约柜预备地方支搭帐篷,
and so here recorded, David prepared a place for the ark of God and pitched a tent for it.
那我就想说, 当时他们第一次要把约柜抬上来, 他们要把约柜放在什么地方啊?
Here I ponder, so when the first time they're trying to bring the ark to the city of David, where are they going to place the ark?
你不可能把约柜放在外面让风吹雨打吧,不可能吧。
You can't place it outside under the rain or wind.
所以我就想,这个时候你看历代志上描写的这个很有意思。
And so you will find it interesting, even fascinating, the recording here. in First Chronicles.
你看到十三章是讲第一次抬约柜，对不对？
So chapter 13 talks about the first time they're moving the ark.
然后第十五章是第二次抬约柜。
And chapter 15 talks about the second time they moved the ark.
但是在中间突然间穿插第十四章啊。
But then in the middle of it, there is chapter 14.
你如果看那个约翰，如果你看这个撒母耳记上次序不是这样子。
If you look at the order of Samuel, this wasn't the order in that book.
换句话说，十四章这件事情是发生在十三章之前。换句话是这么讲。
In other words, chapter 14, these things happened before chapter 13.
所以我就觉得奇怪啊，难道第十四章这个到底跟抬约柜有什么关系？
And so I was pondering and wondering why what happens in chapter 14. 这个盖 has it got anything to do with moving the ark?
这个盖大卫的宫殿，这跟抬约柜有什么关系？
David built his own palace. What's that got to do with moving the ark?
打败这个非利士人跟抬约柜有什么关系呀？
Defeating the Philistines. What has that got to do with moving the ark?
那没有关系，你怎么插在这两个第一次跟第二次抬约柜中间呢？
If it had no relationship, why would you place this chapter between the first and the second move of the ark?
所以换句话说，历代志的作者他认为是有关系，所以他把这个事情放在中间这样子。
In other words, the author of Chronicles think there is actually a relationship between them. That's why he placed these incidents in between the two moving of the ark.
我个人是这么看法。
So my personal opinion is this.
就是当初大卫想把这个约柜抬到大卫城的时候。
So when first David had the idea to move the ark to the city of David,
他大概是想把它放在大卫的宫殿。
He probably wanted to put it in his palace.
所以他不可能把约柜放在外面让风吹雨打，对不对？
Because it's impossible for him to place the ark outside under the weather.
那十四章谈到说他之前已经盖好宫殿啦，对不对？
And before chapter 14 already mentioned that he had built a palace for himself.
这个约柜刚好放在宫殿里面最好啊，对不对？
And the palace is the best place for the ark.
但是发现这个不是神的旨意啊。
But then they realize this is not the will of God.
没有错，你是很看重神，这是事实。
And indeed, yes, you place importance of God. That's true.
但是神不是只有你的呢。
But God is not just yours.
这个神不是只是你大卫家族里面的神啊。
Because this God is not God of David or God of David's household. He's not just that.
这是以色列的神啊。
This is the God of Israel.
所以说后来你发现大卫他想通了。
And later on, you notice how David realized.
所以他赶快在准备到十五章第几节谈到他准备了一个帐篷，要给这个约柜放在那边这样。
So in chapter 15 talked about how he prepared a place and pitched a tent for it.
所以有时候我们会把这个事工呢，这个是我的事工啊。
And so sometimes we will think this is my job.This is my work.
你谁都不能碰啊！
Don't touch it.
那这个其实这个虽然这个动作这个这件事情可能是好的，可能是对的啊。
So even then you are doing something good or something right.
但是神认为你还没有准备好。
But then God thought you are not prepared for this.
所以那时候不跟我们同在啊。
So he is not with us.
因为说这个是神的啦。
Because this belongs to God.
有时候我们做圣工久会有这种的迷失啊。
Sometimes this becomes a myth that we have when we have been doing church work for a long time.
坦白讲，我有时候在教会侍奉，我自己也会自己的一些想法跟愿望。
And of course, when I'm serving in the church, I also have my own opinions and also my visions.
但有时候会希望说，按照我的想法去做。
Often I would want things to go according to my thinking or my wish.
不一定是这样子。
But often it's not the way.
年轻的时候会生气。
When I was younger, I would be angry.
我就觉得说啊，什么大家都不会像我这样想。
I would thought why? How come everyone doesn't think the same way as I do?
坦白讲，我想的没有比较好了。坦白说
，Actually, my thought probably not even good.
在那个时候，我认为是自己想的最好。
But then at that time, I thought that was the best.
那现在年纪有一点呢，就会稍微想通了一些。
Now I'm a little advanced in age, so I think through a few things more.
我每次碰到这种情况，心里沮丧的时候，我都要想说，这个是真耶稣教会。
And whenever I have encounter a similar situation and I feel disappointed, I will say this is true Jesus Church.
不是真理卫生教会。
It is not true Zephaniah Lee Church.
那我管那么多干什么？
Why would I bother?
我就把我的线画好，信里面好好做就好了啊。
I will just put a scope around my work and make sure that I do my work well within the scope.
那超过能力就交给神啊。
And anything outside of my ability, that's God's realm.
讲很简单，做不是很简单呢。我跟你讲。
Easier to say than done.
因为这个交托是最难的事情。
Because it's very hard to trust God.
因为人都有一个毛病，都是什么都想控制。
Because we mankind have a common problem. We want control of things.
但是控制并不是不好了哈。
It's not a bad thing to have control over
things. 你看现在在这个乌克兰跟这个苏联在打仗，不是这个俄罗斯在打仗哈。
And if you look at the war between Russia and Ukraine,
那最大的差别在什么地方
？What is the biggest difference?
就是控制啊。
It's control.
一个是用 AI 用这个高科技去控制哈。
One uses AI high tech to control the battlefield.
所以要知道你来就。很精准的，砰就把你打下去了。
And so whenever they see a target coming, so they will accurately hit that target.
以前是另外一个是用过去的方法，啪，大片的轰炸。
And the other, and one party uses the traditional method to have a mass bombardment of a certain area.
等到大片的轰炸开始，大军队啪就开始攻打。
So they will have a mass bombardment and then mass moving forward with their army.
看起来应该是高科技比较有用，看起来。
And by the look of things so far, it's probably high tech is winning.
好，那当然这个我们今天不谈了，这不是我们要讲的重点了。
Because that war is not our focus tonight.
我要讲说，其实控制是好的啦。
What I want to express is that yes, control is good.
我们总希望说这个事情能够让我们在掌握当中很稳健的走下去。
We always like things to progress under our control.
但是问题是，神的工不是这样子啊。
But the problem is, this is not necessarily the way God's work.God's work go all the time.
因为任何的工都有神在很明明在运作当中。
Because when God works in things.
所以这是我们必须要学会。好了，说这个是我跟神同工，不是神跟我同工啊。
In other words, we must understand the concept that it is I work with God rather than Him working for us.
神是我们的军队的元帅啊。
He is the commander of our army.
所以当这个约书亚听到的时候，哇，砰，关趴下来。
So when Joshua heard that, immediately fell upon on his face.
要不然本来说，哎，你是我们的威敌，还是你要帮助我们的啦？本来是这样讲啊。
Because the first thing Joshua was asking when he saw someone standing there, are you a friend or foe?
那既然是你帮助我，代表说我是主哦，你是协助我的哦。
And he says, no, neither I am the Lord and you are my assistant.
就神说不是。
And God says no.
我是耶和华，是神的军队的元帅。
And God says I am the commander of the army of God.
这边说侍奉跟外面的工作，它有最大的差别在这个地方。
And so this is the biggest difference serving in the church and working outside.
后来大卫想通了。
And David thought through this.
没有错啦，大卫宫殿比较好啊，对不对
？Indeed, the palace of David is better place.
问题是约柜又不是要住在皇，约柜又不是要住别墅。
But the ark is not to live in the palace.
所以后来大卫盖了一个帐篷，好，专门放在约柜的地方。
So he prepared a place, pitched a tent for the ark.
那第二个就是他那个制度没有建立起来了。
Secondly, he had not built the structure yet.
抬约柜之前，因为这些没有自己对不起，要抬柜之前准备没有准备好。
And so before they were moving the ark, they have not prepared yet.
就像刚才十五章第二节那么说的。
Just like what was recorded in chapter 15, verse 2.
他们又没有，他们要抬柜要需要自洁，对不对？
So because before they carry the ark, they have to cleanse themselves.
然后他们又没有很久没有求问神这个动作。
And because they had been a long time, they had not inquired of the Lord.
那接下来，你这个约柜上来，你是不是要唱诗献颂赞神啊？
And when the ark is coming, shouldn't you be singing?Praising God at the same time.
所以十六节开始有乐队开始出来，对不对？有那个诗班出来啊。
And so later on, you start seeing the appearance of the choir.
你不总不能说乐队上来，大家一直鼓掌、鼓掌、鼓掌、鼓掌、鼓掌，三个小时，大家手断掉了。我跟你讲。
You can't just having having people carrying the art, then everyone just clapping for 3 hours.
你应该要唱诗啊，对不对
？You should be singing.
唱诗不是我今天要唱就唱了呢，对不对
？Singing is not something that I do because I wanted to.
大家摸摸教有诗班就知道了，对不对
？If you go ask the choir, Melbourne choir, you know.
为了要献诗，哦，我要练习练很久啊，对不对
？In order to present a hymn, they got to practice and practice.
哦，所以大卫不，这个要哇，就开始组织，把这个立位人这些诗该有的这个诗班，把它组织起来哈。
And so David start organizing the people and getting the Levites together and form the choir.
有人要写曲子哈。
So someone have to write the music.
有些人要有这个乐器。
And some have to play the instruments.
有些人是要唱的。
Some had to sing.
到底到这是什么要唱什么歌哦？都他们要先想好。
And they have to prepare what songs shall they sing.
那接下来的还有这个带上来之后还有后面的问题哦。
There's more after they bring the ark.There are other issues to be resolved.
约柜是金的呢。
Because the ark is made of gold.
那个很贵的啊。
It is precious.
所以要那个 security 啊，对不对？
So they have to organize securities around it.
所以要组织这个利未人来守门呐。
So you have to organize gatekeepers from the Levites.
还有这些祭司啊，你们已经太久没有去来传讲这个神的律法啊。
And all the priests had not been teaching the law of God for a long time too.
所以你看第十六章的三十九节哈。
So if you read chapter 16 verse And so from 39 onwards it begins.
开始要组织这些祭司，对不对？
So he start organizing the priests.
要献祭，早晚要献祭。
And to make sacrifices, make offering of sacrifices.
然后要把这个神的律法书上要吩咐给百姓，这个工作要做啊。
And to read and command the law of God or of the Lord to Israel.
那接下来还有就是他们要长期要有人献诗唱诗给神听啊。
And there's more. They have to have a permanent choir.So they will always have people presenting hymns to the Lord.
所以这个都是组织啊。
This is called organization.
他们没有准备好。
They are not prepared.
不是说约柜抬上来就好了呢。
It is not just moving the ark there.
后面还有很多事要做啊。
There are a lot of things afterwards.
坦白讲，这次我们在 pandemic 的过程当中，我在我听到我们澳洲教会，坦白讲，都我觉得蛮感谢神的。
And so through this conference, I heard all the news from around Australia. I feel very thankful to the Lord.
我想，如果是我的话
，Because I thought if I'm in your shoes,
就聚会就好了，放平信心就好了，对不对
？Just go to the attend services and by faith, you will get it done.
但这个观念是不对的啦。
But maybe that's a wrong concept.
不能这样子啦。
You can't just do that.
不能用五十年前、一百年前的想法来做，来面对现在这个复杂社会。
You can't face today's complex society with the method 50 or 100 years ago.
所以每个教会他们就开始规划。
So churches will start organizing and plan.
我们要那个遵照政府的规定嘛。
And then plan according to the rules and regulations of the government.
对，防止大家在这个病毒上，要保持安全。好。
And to keep everyone safe and healthy through the pandemic.
所以你现在我在台前，哇，前面有玻璃啊，这个不是玻璃，这个是什么？亚克力，对不对？亚克力板哈。
So now I'm on this pulpit, and there is an acrylic panels in front of me.
这个不是祷告就噗就跑出来的呢。
This doesn't just appear because someone prayed.
是要大家互相开会祷告，互相开会，这个要做，就开始有人开始就认真的做出来啊。
Through prayer and meeting and discussion, then they say we should be doing this, and people start building this up.
所以代表说我们有做准备啊。
That means we are prepared.
到处都有什么哇？那个消毒水不是
and you
那个什么
see,
那个就是什么酒精啊这些啦、啊、哈。
And so you see these sanitizing alcohols everywhere, bottles everywhere.
这个就是我们在为这件事情做准备啊。
Because we are preparing for this pandemic.
我想这个就是他所要。表达一种概念。
And so I believe this is the concept this passage is trying to express.
所以不是说哇，大家很高兴，哇，三万人，快是把约柜抬上来就好了啊。
This is not just a matter that everyone feels happy. 30,000 men went down to bring it back. No, this is not that.
所以当你在看到撒母耳记下的时候，这个大卫第二次抬约柜，你看到这个记载的时候，
So when you look at the recordings in 2 Samuel chapter 6, talks about the second moving of the ark.By David.
大卫开始这个走六步哦，我们没事开始献祭，很高兴，然后就一步一步的，大家他一边走一边跳，就跳到耶路撒冷去了。
And you see how David was so happy. He was taking six when the carrier was taking six steps. David was making offerings of sacrifices. He was dancing in front of the ark. Everyone was happy.
原来在做这个事情之前，他们做多少事情呢、啊？就是历代志上那个这段就是第十六章那个记载。
The key issue here or the key issue, the question should be asked is how much preparation have they done before that second moving of the ark, which was recorded in the First Chronicles chapter 15.
我们千万不要有个观念是说 我今天很认真准备代表没有信心。 哇，这个是两回事情啊。
And so you can't just say, oh, because I prepare very well, that means I'm lacking of faith. No, these are two separate issues.
我想这个如果有这样想法，可能过去想法这样稍微修正一下了。
And so if we have these traditional thoughts, we might need some adjustments.
所谓的信心是说，在你界限之内，你
So what, when we talk about faith, is within your boundaries, you do your best.
你能够的，你想得到的，尽量把它完成。
Whatever you can think about, whatever you can do, you do the best to your ability.
那想不到的，这个交托给神。
Anything outside of your ability, beyond your imagination, that's God's realm.
未来会发生什么样子的风险，这个交给神，我们 没办法去预估啊。
The risk in the future, this is not something that we can anticipate. That's God's part.
我想这个还是这个圣经所给我们表达一个很正确的比较。
And I believe this is why the how the Bible was trying to express to us a better or sound concept.
第三个，最后一个就是说，我要谈到所谓事工与所谓连续性。
And so thirdly, I want to talk about the continuities of the church work.
就像刚刚十四章我这样讲，十四章到底这个大卫建宫殿呐，然后打败非利士人呐，这个到底跟 跟这个台约有什么关系啦？
So this is what I was trying to say is in chapter 14, what is the relationship between David building the palace and defeating the Philistine? What has they got to do with moving the ark?
为什么这个历代志上历代志的作者不像撒母耳记上是按照次序啊？对不起，撒母耳记下按照次序去做，是去这样写的。
Why didn't the author of Chronicle do the same thing as the author of Samuel, write things chronologically.
换句话说，以斯拉他们在重新编写这个历史的时候，他把这个十四章这个特别放在这个第一次跟第二次中间，第一次跟第二次台约会中间。
In other words, when Ezra and Cole was writing the book of Chronicles, they placed intentionally chapter 14 between the two moving of the ark.
后来我想想，我个人理解是这样子。So
this is my personal understanding about this.
其实台约柜只是整个最后要建圣殿的第一步了。Carrying
the ark or moving the ark into Jerusalem is only the first step of building the holy temple.
换句话说，我们今天在看这件事情，你不能只有看到约柜到大卫城，不能只有看到这样子。Because
we can't only look at this. This incident in isolation, saying that this is merely moving the ark or bring the ark into the city of David.
后来你看到后来大卫就为了盖圣殿准备很多的物资，对不对？
And you realize later on, David had prepared a lot of materials for building the holy temple.
到了这个所罗门的时候就盖了圣殿。
And until the time of King Solomon, he built the holy temple.
其实这个都有相关性的了。
This is a continuity. This is all related.
好，我就像我们今天盖的这个，我们这个Croydon这个会堂。好，Just
like we have this chapel in Croydon.
好，可能他第一个就是打地基嘛。哈。And
when they were building this building, they have to lay the foundation.
但是打地基不能啊，打地还是不能用的啊。But
then after laying the foundation, you can't still. This is not a building for use.
你要把上面的建筑物盖好，哈。So
you still have to lay the building on top of the foundation.
还是不能用啊。
Still, this is not fit for purpose yet. Because you also need to decorate the inside. Until this is fully decorated and equipped, then this is a usable chapel.
同样的，你看那个圣殿也是一样，这个约柜只是这圣所当中的一个物件嘛。
And so, if you look at the Holy Temple, it's the same. The ark is only one. One artifact inside the most holy.
后面还有圣所。
There is also the holy place.
还有这个要把这上面建筑盖起来。
And you still need a building outside it.
那看起来他们应该是有把整个山给削平，所以花很多钱，那个削要削那个平。
And they actually might have to flatten the top of the hill in order to accommodate the whole building.
所以那个都是要用石头去削平之后，要用石头去慢慢堆起来的这样。
And then they have to stack stones upon it.
所以还要盖七年之久了。
And that is the reason why they spent 7 years building it.
那我们在想说。 哦，这个，所以看起来哦，这个约柜只是这个工程当中的开始而已。And
so the ark is merely the beginning of the entire construction.
如果你按照这个角度来看，你就了解为什么历代志会这样写。
And if you look at it from this perspective, you will understand why Chronicle has been written in this manner.
因为推罗王希兰他送了这个香柏木，送了木匠，送了石匠，给大卫。
Because the king of Tyre has sent a lot of material, logs, stones, and even carpenters and masons to David to use.
刚开始只是先建造大卫的所做的皇宫。
And so originally they were only there to build the palace for David.
但是大卫想想，哇，这些东西很好，这个来盖圣殿最好了。
And so when David looked at these quality material, he saw this should be used for the holy temple.
所以他在有生之年当中呢，一直跟这个推罗买很多这些物资啊。
So while he was still alive, he bought a lot of materials from Tyre.
那在非利士人他们是敌对以色列人的。
And because the Philistine is the enemy of the Israel.
他们看到大卫刚做完就赶快要打他，因为趁这个国家还没稳定的时候。
As soon as they see David reigns and the nation is not yet stable, immediately they attacked him.
你想想看，盖的圣殿要花多少人力？
Because when you look at it, how many laborers do you need to build the holy temple?
这些人力都可以做兵的，这个都是在当都通常平常是来当兵的。
All those human resources are normally used as an army.
如果说没有和平的时害，那些人是不是没办法盖圣殿？那些要来打仗的。
If not during peace time, these people are usually on the battlefield. They can't come here to build the temple.
所以神让大卫一开始就打胜仗。
So immediately in the very beginning, David conquered his enemies.
其实除掉这个会阻碍盖圣殿的这个负面的因素。
In other words, remove the negative obstacles before the construction of the holy temple.
所以你这样你就可以了解说，哦，原来他跟这个抬约柜是有关的啦。
Then you will realize how this incident is related to the moving of the ark.
但是这个你要等到后面所罗门才知道啊。
But then you got to realize this until the time of King Solomon.
有时候神带领我们的圣宫也是这样子。
And sometimes this is how God guides us in the church work.
你就不知道为什么这个时候会成就这个事情，就很奇怪，就很奇怪。
Sometimes you feel strange. Why would God do this at this time?
哎，过了一段期间，然后哇，有神美好的旨意啊。
But after a period of time, we will realize, oh, this is the beautiful will of God.
我就想起我们这个台湾的总会啊。
So I remember the Church of the Taiwan General Assembly.
1992年吧，他们献堂。
I believe the church was dedicated in 1992.
那我是1994年搬到那个这个总会那边附近的。
And so I moved up to near the Taiwan GA around 1994.
那个时候远远看的最高就是我们教会。
And because at that time when you look afar, you can only see the tallest building is our church.
那很多都田地啊。
Because around it are mostly rice paddy.
那时候我心里想说，哇，这个总会怎么盖这么偏僻？啊，我又很穷嘛，所以就只能住。
Because I don't have much money, that's why I live there. So I question, why would the church move the General Assembly in this remote area?
你现在去看就知道说，哇，这个神实在太厉害了。
If you go there now and look at it, you will know how marvelous and wonderful our God is.
非常热闹。
It was a very vibrant place.
离教会附近就有那个叫什么 Costco 离教会很近啊。
Very near our church building, there's a Costco.
那还有那个 MRT 哈，那个什么那个捷运呐哈。
And also the MRT or the mass transportation was near the station was nearby.
如果我知道后来会变这样子的话哈。
If I only knew,
我就不会把我那边的房子卖掉了。
I would not have sold my house.
啊，人生就是早知道了啊，就是这样。
Of course, in life we always say, if I only knew.
好，那这个我是小事，最主要是教会看神找了那么眼光放在那个地方。
Of course, my personal matters is minor, but this is how God sees in His vision that the church place in this location.
那时候附近的房子都比较便宜。
Because at the time it was really cheap there.
啊，很多年轻人他们就是买在这边，是聚集很多很多的信徒在那边。
And a lot of the younger generations, they move out there because it's cheaper, and so they congregated around that area.
人要多哦，那个圣宫要找人力才够啊，对不对？
When you have people around the church, you always have people doing the work for the church.
很多啦，很多教会很多事情都是这样子的。
And a lot of the church were built this established this way.
有时候我们不知道为什么今天教会做这个事情。
And sometimes we don't know why church does this.
啊，也很顺利哈。
And it went through very smoothly.
但是你这想不通为什么会这样子哈。
And doesn't matter how you think, it just couldn't understand, couldn't comprehend.
不要想太多。
Don't think about it.
就是感谢神，就是对，最主要是大家信心变建立起来，这个最重要，对不对？
Give thanks to God is the most important thing. Is everyone established our faith?
但是你慢慢观察。
But then, if you make this observation over a longer period of time,
神的事工是有延续性的。
There is a continuity of God's work.
你会发现 A 这件事情跟 B 这件事情原本是没有关系的。
Originally, we might think matter A and matter B had no relationship.
但是这 A 跟 B 最后都连到 C 这上面上来。
But then, at the end, they would all connect to C.
就像你抬约柜跟战胜非利士人跟大卫建宫殿有什么关系？
Which is like this, bringing the ark to the city of Jerusalem, what has it got to do with David building his palace and defeating the Philistines?
但是当你连到最后盖圣殿这件事情的时候
But then when you connect everything to the construction of the holy temple,
14章每一件事都有关系
Everything recorded in chapter 14 has a connection to that matter.
这就是神的远见啊
And this is the foresight of God.
我们只能用赞美跟这种欣赏态度来看到神的伟大
We can only admire in awe and wonder.
千万不要去小看神啊
And do not never despise God's vision.
有时候我们祷告好像我们是神一样，神怎么不这样，不神那样，好像神比神还厉害。
Sometimes when we pray, we pray like we are God because we say, "Why don't you do this? Why don't you do that?"
那事实上神早就把你想好了。
But actually, God has already got a plan.
既然神可以让这么复杂宇宙的这个运行的这么美妙
If He would have created this universe and everything works so orderly,
你想你还有什么事情能够高过神呢
Is there anything you can do better than God's plan?
这是我们用简单的这个几件事情让我们去思考一下
And so I would like to share these a few simple points as a direction for us to ponder upon.
我今天强调是三个重点
So I express three key points.
就是第一个，侍奉神跟求问神，这个是一定是有密切的关系的。
And the first is the intimate relationship between serving the Lord and inquiring of the Lord.
你没有求问神，只想做什么事情，坦白讲，做最后是很多都是都白做的。
If you do not inquire of the Lord, doesn't matter what you do, you'll probably do it in vain.
第二个就是那个准备要够。
Secondly,You must be well prepared.
那这个准备不是只有这件事做完就好，它后面的事情要我们要一起来，靠着信心，然后开始用祷告去想，然后能够做把它做完。
So it's not just solving the problem present, it's also preparing for what's to come. And so we have to do this through prayer and ponder and thinking and keep on meditating upon it to think through.
那超过我们的能力，超过我们这个视野的，就交给神。
While understanding that anything outside beyond our control, God would deal with them.
第三个，事工它有连续性。
And then thirdly, the continuity within church work.
不要去怀疑神在教会当中所成就的任何一件事情。
Do not doubt what God had accomplished in the church.
你现在看起来好像没什么价值，你怎么知道？
You probably think something is insignificant or not valuable, but how would you know?
重点是，反正我们透过这事情，信心得到增长，这个最重要了。
The important thing is that our faith will grow through all these.
然后再用欣赏的态度去看神怎么成就一个很奇妙的一个计划。
All we need to do is to admire how God accomplished His plan.
一起唱诗。
Let us sing Him.
424首。
Number 424.